In this bulletin, federal parliament to debate the government's religious discrimination bill, the first shipment of Novavax arrives in Australia from Singapore, and in sport, Australia's women's cricket side seeks to continue its unbeaten series record against England. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Federal Parliament will debate the government's religious discrimination bill when it resumes today. The proposed legislation would allow people to practice and share their religious beliefs without discrimination. But there's concern that the bill doesn't include adequate protections for the LGBTIQ plus community. With Government Minister Simon Birmingham confirming trans students could still be expelled on the basis of their gender identity under an amended version of the bill. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has reiterated his pledge to push the legislation forward.
They could have their religious faith and they could have their belief and they could have their community and they could have their culture and that they would not be discriminated against. I don't want them to be discriminated against, and before the last election I said I wanted there to be laws in place that ensured their freedom from that discrimination. And that's what this is about.
Meanwhile, disability representative groups say they're deeply concerned about the possible harmful impacts of the bill. The Australian Federation of Disability Organisations and other representative groups have written to the federal government and MPs opposing the contentious legislation. They have particular concerns around the bill's provisions of permitting statements of belief, which would allow comments that offend, humiliate, or insult others, as long as they genuinely express a person's faith. People have reported being told their disability is a punishment from God from their parents' sins, that they can be healed by prayer, and they deserve to suffer from their disability from what they've done in a previous life. A formal acknowledgement of the bullying, harassment and sexual assault experienced by staffers will be delivered in Federal Parliament today. It's the first of 28 recommendations made following Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins' review into the toxic culture at Parliament House, which was triggered after former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins accused a colleague of raping her in a ministerial office. The statement of acknowledgement will be delivered at the start of Parliament by the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President of the Senate. But it won't contain an apology to parliamentary staffers for the treatment they received while at work. The first shipment of the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine has arrived in Australia from Singapore. The shipment contains the first 3 million doses of the vaccine to be rolled out from the 21st of February. The protein-based vaccine is believed to have fewer side effects than the mRNA shots. It means that a small minority of the population who couldn't receive earlier vaccines due to medical conditions will now have an alternative option. The Victorian government is expanding its rapid antigen test system to early childhood education and care settings. Families of children aged 3 to 5 in daycare will be offered twice weekly rapid tests, but they won't be compulsory. About 1.6 million tests will be delivered to sessional kindergartens over the next week and a half, later expanding to broader childcare facilities. That's in addition to the 943,000 tests already supplied to daycare and kindergarten staff. Premier Daniel Andrews says the move will offer parents peace of mind.
It is wildly infectious. It can, particularly amongst young people, you can have it and not necessarily present with any symptoms. So this expansion of our school rapid antigen test program to kinders and childcare for students and our smallest Victorians, that's a great boost forward.
To sport, and Australia has gone into the final match of the Women's Ashes with an unchanged side as it seeks to complete an undefeated multi-format series. The Urn has already been retained, but Meg Lanning's side has an opportunity to achieve a clean sweep of the three-match ODI series. England is batting first at the Junction Oval in Melbourne after winning the toss. The tourists are yet to claim a win over Australia all summer between their men's and women's teams, losing 14 matches and drawing 4. And now for a look at today's weather. mostly sunny in Perth and 26 degrees, showers developing in the afternoon in Adelaide and 34, sunny in Melbourne and 31, becoming cloudy in Hobart and 23 degrees, a possible shower developing in Canberra and 24, a shower or two clearing in Wollongong and 23, a few showers in Sydney and 25 degrees, similar conditions in Newcastle with a top of 24, mostly sunny in Brisbane and 30, a possible shower in Cairns and 31 degrees, and showers and a possible storm in Darwin, 31 as well. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.